President Nicholas, President Wang, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's my great pleasure to be here at the World Maritime Merchant Forum's Capital Link Hong Kong Forum. We are very glad that the Capital Link and the World Maritime Merchant Forum are holding this forum in Hong Kong Maritime Week again this year. The maritime industry, being a capital-intensive industry, needs a sustainable source of finance to prosper. At the same time, the investment opportunities brought about by the maritime industry reinforce the development of the financial sector. This forum has been a gathering point for global and local industry leaders to discuss issues of critical significance to the investment community on maritime and shipping sectors. The world's financial and economic environment has undergone quite a lot of changes. After going through the fluctuation during the pandemic period previously, the International Monetary Fund has maintained their global economic growth forecast for 2024 at 3.2% in October. The World Trade Organization in October also projected a 2.7% growth in the volume of world merchandise trade in 2024 after a 1.1% decline in 2023. Despite the seemingly positive outlook, international organizations have warned about downside risks ahead, such as escalations in regional conflicts and intensification of protectionist policies. The global economy and world trade still face uncertainties, and geopolitical tensions could affect energy costs and shipping routes. This presents a number of challenges for the shipping and maritime sector. It is all the more important to leverage on strategic and forward-looking operational and financial planning, as well as robust risk management. In this regard, Hong Kong is very well positioned to support the world with its world-class financial services. With our unique strengths under one country, two systems, our common law jurisdiction, a simple and competitive tax regime, we have developed strong banking, capital market, and asset management sectors, which operate under effective and transparent regulations in line with international standards. We are also ranked as the world's fierce economy and serve as a super connector and super value adder to attract enterprises and talents to come. The same set of strengths have made Hong Kong an international maritime center. Our strategic geographical location and free port status have nurtured our maritime heritage over the years. Leveraging on the institutional and professional strengths, Hong Kong is also a one-stop solution center, offering a comprehensive range of maritime services. There are over 1,100 port and maritime-related companies operating in Hong Kong, providing a wide range of quality services to local, mainland China, and overseas maritime enterprises. These include port services, ship operating and management, ship brokering and agency, ship finance, marine insurance, maritime legal and arbitration services, ship classification and marine surveying, etc. Hong Kong is also the largest clusters of members of the International Group of Protection and Indemnity Clubs outside London. The 2024 Xinhua Baltic International Shipping Center Development Index report has ranked Hong Kong as the top four globally, a testimony of our comprehensive strength as port and maritime services center. To promote the development of high value added maritime services, between 2020 and 2022, our government has introduced profit tax exemption for ship leasing and half rate tax concession, that is, tax rate of 8.25% for marine insurance, ship agency, ship management, and ship brokering businesses. To further enrich our maritime cluster, we are looking into the viability of introducing tax concessions to attract commodity trading enterprises in the mainland and overseas to set up business here, in order to build a commodity trading ecosystem in Hong Kong. Speaking of navigating through changes, green transformation is a direction that we are proactively driving at. We have just promulgated the action plan on green maritime fuel bunkering, with 5 strategies and 10 actions to take forward the development of infrastructures such as green maritime fuel bunker terminals, promote port emissions reductions, offer incentives to encourage green maritime fuel usage, cooperate with ports in the Greater Bay Area, and construct a green shipping corridor with major trading partners, among others. Our Hong Kong flag, which is the 4th largest in the world, is the first flag administration in the world to offer cash incentives to ships meeting international standards on decarbonization. Since the scheme was introduced in June this year, over 500 applications have been approved. All these demonstrate our commitment to advance the development of Hong Kong into a green maritime center, which will also bring great opportunities for investment and financing businesses. In closing, I must emphasize that it takes the concerted effort of both the government and the industry players from different segments of the maritime ecosystem to build a thriving, resilient, and sustainable future for the international maritime community. To those friends who come to Hong Kong from other places, I hope that you enjoy the hospitality of Hong Kong. I'm sure the insights from the experts and industry leaders today will be tremendously inspiring. I wish you all an enjoyable and fruitful forum. Thank you.